Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Have you ever been to Japan? Where did you go? If you have not been to Japan, where would you like to go? Of course, I would love to visit Tokyo, Hokkaido, that is Beihaidao, especially in the winter, and enjoy the hot springs and the snow there. Well, what about Kyoto? The name of our lesson today is The Sights and Sounds of Kyoto. Today we're going to learn about someone's long weekend. And what is a long weekend? You'll find out. Also, what takes your breath away? You'll learn these useful phrases and more as we journey through Kyoto in our lesson today. So open your magazine and let's begin.
The Sights and Sounds of Kyoto. It's too close not to go. Even though it is only a hop, skip, and a jump away from Taipei, my husband and I had never visited Japan. So we decided it was time. We took a long weekend and ventured into a land of elegant gardens, interesting buildings, and beautifully dressed geisha. Kyoto is a great walking city, and we proved it by racking up about 15 kilometers the first day. First, we strolled through the gardens of Myoshin-ji.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 hop, skip, and a jump 这个成语。hop 原本是指单脚跳，但是不需要两脚交换。skip 是指跳跃，但是是两只脚要交换往前移动的蹦跳。jump 则是两脚要同时离地的跳。不过加在一起 hop, skip, and a jump 当片语的时候是指很短的距离。例如 the city library is just a hop, skip, and a jump from my apartment.I go there a lot to study. 市立图书馆离我公寓不远，我常常去那里读书。或者是 the subway station is a hop, skip, and a jump from this department store. 地铁站就在这家百货公司不远处。继续我们看 rack up 这个片语动词。rack up 在这里是指累积或增加。例如 the football team racked up their ninth victory with ease. 这支足球队轻松赢得了第九胜。或者是 Jeremy Lin racked up over 20 points in the first half of the game. 林书豪在前半场就独得了超过20分。或者是 The airline racked up tremendous losses last year due to the scandal. 由于这桩丑闻，这家航空公司去年损失惨重。
Well, I do think it would be fun to go to Kyoto. You know, I've only ever been to...Japan once, Rebecca, and do you know where that was?
Let me guess, Tokyo.
No, it was in the Narita Airport.
Oh, the Narita Airport. Yes, my first time to Japan was also to the Narita Airport.
Yeah, but it was just for a layover, and so I didn't get to experience Japan. Have you experienced Japan before?
I have been to Japan. I took a trip to Tokyo. To meet up with my long-lost cousin, well, that is, my cousin I hadn't seen in probably close to 10 years.
Wow, so did you go to Kyoto or did you go somewhere else?
No, we didn't go to Kyoto. I guess Kyoto will have to be my next trip to Japan.
Well, you know what our lesson says, it is too close not to go. So the title is The Sights and Sounds of Kyoto, what you can see and what you can hear in Kyoto. And we read here, it's too close not to go. And friends, before we continue, this is a great sentence pattern for you to know. It's too adjective not to do something. That means it is so adjective that really that's the only option you have, is that you should do it. So for our lesson, Kyoto is so close, you really should go.
And another way that you can use this sentence pattern, let's say me, for example, I'm looking at plane tickets because I want to go home for a trip, for a vacation. I'm thinking, should I go, should I not go? Then I look at the tickets and I see that the price is so cheap, I could say, it's too cheap not to buy. I'm going home for a vacation.
That's great. Too cheap not to buy. Or, like Kyoto, it's too close not to go. That is, if you're living in a place like Taipei, where really, it's not that far away. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. Our lesson says, even though it is only a hop, skip, and a jump away from Taipei, my husband and I had never visited Japan. Well, I know Michelle talked about this phrase a little bit in the language lab. Rebecca, I'm just curious if you can demonstrate what this looks like for us.
Wait, you want me to hop?
Well, yeah.
It goes like this. Hop.
Okay, hop, and then a skip.
Gabe, I'm wearing boots. I think you should do the skipping.
All right. Well, I know a lot of little kids who like to skip around like this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a skip.
And what about a jump?
Well, a jump is a little bigger than a hop, right?
Right.
So let's jump together.
One, two, three.
There we go. I feel like a kangaroo.
Yeah, you're kind of like a kangaroo.
Well, so a hop, skip, and a jump. This is just a fun way of saying that someplace is close by. It's not far away.
For example, in my opinion, Taoyuan is only a hop, skip, and a jump away from Taipei. It's really not that far, and yet I don't go there that often.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of places that are close by. You know, that's what people say when people in Arizona, maybe they live right next to the Grand Canyon. But a lot of people who live there, they don't go to the Grand Canyon, even though it is a hop, skip, and a jump away from their houses. So friends, think of another way to use this phrase. But we continue here. So we decided it was time. The author and her husband had never visited Japan. Now it's time. And you use this phrase when it is about time to finally do something.
For example, my nephew was born back in September. I have not yet met him. So I think that it's time. It was time to meet him.
It was time. Well, I'm glad you finally got to meet him, right?
Well, no, I haven't met him yet, but I'm thinking that it is time that I should meet him.
It's time you meet him. That's right. Don't wait too much longer.
That's right.
So friends, we continue here. We took a long weekend and ventured into a land of elegant gardens, interesting buildings, and beautifully dressed geisha. Now, they took a long weekend. Well, a weekend is 2 days, right? Saturday and Sunday. So a long weekend is maybe when you add a couple of days to it, like 3 or 4 days. Maybe you add a Friday and then a Monday to make it a long weekend.
That's right. So let's say, for example, over the long weekend, Kate and I took a trip to Malaysia. Now, here in Taiwan, we actually have several long weekends.
Mm-hmm.
We have some in September, and then there's usually one in June. And it's always nice to do a little trip during the long weekend.
Just make sure you don't go anywhere that is too crowded, because it seems like people like to travel to those tourist traps over long weekends. Well, we know that you can see elegant gardens, interesting buildings, and beautifully dressed geisha if you visit Kyoto.
Hmm.
Rebecca, when you visited Japan, did you see any geisha?
As a matter of fact, I did not.
Okay, well, I guess that's something that we can look forward to if we ever go to Kyoto.
That's right. Well, Reed, Kyoto is a great walking city, and we proved it by racking up about 15 kilometers the first day. That just means they walked about 15 kilometers that first day.
And first, we strolled through the gardens of Myoshin-ji. We have more to learn about gardens later, and also right now in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. You know, when the weather is nice, I enjoy spending time outdoors.
So do I. One place I like to go is the Taipei Botanical Garden. It is filled with interesting and beautiful plants to learn about. Another place I like to go is a butterfly garden near my apartment.
Those are both great places to visit. And I think it's very interesting that there are both types of gardens. Normally, when we use the word garden, we are referring to a place for growing plants.
That's right. Some people like to grow their own food, so they might have a vegetable garden or an herb garden. Or, if you like flowers, you might have a rose garden filled with different types of roses.
But the word garden can also be used to describe a collection of plants that interact with other things. One such place is a butterfly garden, where the plants in the garden have been specially selected to attract butterflies.
Butterfly gardens are often enclosed areas that allow you to see the entire life cycle of different butterflies and also see the types of plants they live and feed on. Another rather interesting type of garden is a rock garden.
I know what you might be thinking. Rocks can grow. And you're right. Rock gardens aren't for growing or attracting rocks. Instead, a rock garden is a specially designed area which includes rocks and carefully sculpted plants.
The rocks are carefully selected, and their positions are well thought out. A rock garden is often very decorative and meant to be looked at from different angles.
通常当我们讲到 garden, 我们是指花园，例如 rose garden, 玫瑰园或 vegetable garden, 菜园。这些是以植物为中心的地方。但有一些 garden 会有植物以外的主题，例如 rock garden, 就是以石头为主题的庭园，由石头堆砌出的造型，而植物呢只是当配角。butterfly garden,顾名思义就是以蝴蝶作为主题的花园，这里的花都是蝴蝶喜欢的花，人们去到 Butterfly Garden 主要也是为了赏蝶。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, in what city can you rack up 15 kilometers just by walking through its elegant gardens? That's right. That's the city of Kyoto in Japan. Let's find out what else we can do there now.
The sights and sounds of Kyoto. This led us to Kinkakuji.The Golden Pavilion, a dazzling gold-plated building reflected in the nearby pool. The entire setting with autumn-colored trees took our breath away. From there, we headed down the hill to Ryoyanji, one of the symbols of Kyoto. This peaceful-looking rock garden, displaying 15 magical rocks, has existed since 1450.A little barbecue house in an enchanting alley of the Gion district provided a delicious dinner before we fell into bed. The next day, we hiked Kyoto's top tourist site, Fushimi Inari Taisha. Its thousands of vermilion gates lead you up a 4-kilometer-long wooded mountain path.
OK, 接下来我们看 reflect 这个动词 RE 这个字首有回去的意思 FLECT 这个字根是指弯的意思所以 reflect 是指反射或映出例如 The magnificent castle is reflected in the lake 这座湖映出了这座宏伟城堡的倒影或者是 The girl saw herself reflected in the window of the shop and stopped to smooth her hair 这个女孩在商店的橱窗看见自己的影像便停下来抚平自己的头发。Reflect 也指显示或表达，例如 The numbers reflect a shift in consumers' purchasing habits. 统计数字显示出消费者的购买习惯的改变。最后我们看的是 vermilion 这个形容词。Vermilion 是指朱红色的或者是鲜红色的。例如 The streets were decorated with vermilion lampposts. 这些街道装饰着朱红色的灯柱。或者是 The boy's face flushed vermilion when he saw the girl he had a crush on. 这个男孩看到他迷恋的女孩时脸变得好红。 Vermilion 也可以当名词，意思就是指朱砂红。例如 ,the hostess of the party was wearing a dress of bright vermilion. 这个派对的女主人穿着一件亮红色的洋装。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, let's continue here. We read, this led us to Gingaku-ji, the golden pavilion, a dazzling gold-plated building reflected in the nearby pool.And the entire setting with autumn colors, with autumn colored trees took our breath away. Well, this is just a picture of this golden pavilion, but you can see how it might take your breath away. And if something takes your breath away, it is breathtaking. It's so amazing to look at that you forget to breathe.
That's right. For example, you could also say, as the bride walked down the aisle,She took everyone's breath away. She was dressed so beautifully.
That is a good example. So this golden pavilion also might take your breath away because it is so beautiful. We read, from there we headed down the hill to Royanji, one of the symbols of Kyoto. Now, if you head somewhere, this is also a good word for you to know, because it means to go somewhere. You're going in a certain direction.
And this reminds me, after lunch, oftentimes a lot of people will head to 7-Eleven or to a nearby tea shop to buy tea.
Exactly, or to get a drink. And we continue here. This peaceful-looking rock garden displaying 15 magical rocks has existed since 1450. So we've got a beautiful golden pavilion as well as a beautiful magical rock garden.A little barbecue house in an enchanting alley of the Gion district provided a delicious dinner before we fell into bed. And just so you get a picture of what this Gion district looks like, well, part of it, it kind of seems like a night market.
Oh, it kind of does, doesn't it? Pretty cool. But you know something, Gabe? I really like this phrase, to fall into bed. What exactly does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's, you get the idea of someone just...falling into a bed. We use this phrase when we want to say that we are tired or exhausted. After the long day, I just fell into bed.
For example, when we got home, George was so tired, he just fell into bed.
So our author is pretty tired. We continue here. The next day, we hiked Kyoto's top tourist site, Fushimi Inari Taisha.Its thousands of vermilion gates lead you up a 4-kilometer-long wooded mountain path. And yes, vermilion is it's actually the name of a color. It's kind of an orangish-reddish color. And in our lesson, it's spelled with one L, but actually, if you want to, you can spell it with two L's, V-E-R-M-I-L-L-I-O-N.
And here in our lesson, we see this word wooded. They went up a 4-kilometer wooded mountain path. Now, if something is wooded, that just means that it doesn't have any sort of, oh, hey, look, here's a picture right here.
Oh, right. It means surrounded by trees or surrounded by the forest. So around these gates, you can see some trees in the forest, right? This is a wooded path. But friends, there is a related word, and that is the word wooden.If something is wooden, that means it's made of wood. For example, this path in this picture is made of wooden planks. It's a wooden path. So friends, remember the difference between wooded, being surrounded by trees, and wooden, being made of wood.
And that might be a little bit of a challenge, but right now we have a fun challenge for you.
That's right.
We have the
SC Challenge.
Yes. Hey everyone, it's time for the SC Challenge. This is the first SC Challenge of the month. Look who's here.
Woo! It's me.
It's you. We haven't seen you in a long time.
It's been a while, but it's always good to be back on SC Challenge.
Well, it's always good to have you back on the SC Challenge, Mr. Simon.
Thank you.
So, today our lesson is about Japan.
I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous about this one.
Really?Oh, that's great. I like when I make Simon nervous.
There are a lot of hard Japanese place names in this one. So I hope I can remember which one's which.
I did. Well, I'm sure that our friends will be able to remember as well. You and our friends.
Yeah. You know?
Okay, well, today our lesson is called The Sights and Sounds of Kyoto. Have you been to Kyoto?
I have.
Okay.
But even there, I was not good with the place names. So I'm still nervous. You're not making me any more comfortable here.
Oh, really? Oh, this is making me feel really good. Okay, well, the first question is, according to our lesson, which of the following is a great walking city? Here it goes. A, Tokyo. B, Taipei. C, Kyoto. Or D, Richmond.
Can we take a break while I reread the article?
No break, I'm sorry. You only have four options.
Can you give me the options one more time?
A, Tokyo. B, Taipei. C, Kyoto. Or D, Richmond. Ready? A?
I'm going to say C.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, that is correct. C, Kyoto is a great walking city. But you know something?
So
Kyoto is in our title. That was an easy one.
True.
Number two, how far did our author walk the first day? A, 5 kilometers. B, 10 kilometers. C, 15 kilometers. Or D, 20 kilometers.
This is a tough one, but I think I'm going to guess C again.
15 kilometers?
15 kilometers.
You are so right. Good job, Simon.
They are right when they say always guess C. Look at that. Yes.
Maybe you should guess C for the next one then, too.
I might do it.
Last question. Which of the following, the question is, what is one of the symbols of Kyoto? A, Rurenji. B, Pyramid. C, fish. Or D, sushi.
Oh, no.
Very difficult.
What was C?
C is fish.
Oh, I feel like that's a terrible guess. I'm going to guess A this time.
Are you sure?
I mean, B?
Are you sure?
C. I'm going to stick with C.
C, fish.
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Maybe. For now.
For now
it is, yeah.
Okay. C is his final answer. Well, the correct answer is A, Rurenji.
Oh.
You switched your answer. Well, that was great.
I feel like I've been tricked.
Well, Rurenji is one of the symbols of Kyoto. Now you know. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. Simon, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, and we'll see you next time.
Okay.
So, Gabe, does this lesson make you want to go to Kyoto?
It does. I especially want to check out those thousands of vermilion gates. Mm. And, friends, we do have more to learn about this beautiful city next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.